Next, we have pressure. See also impatient, demanding. So this spirit is, well, we'll go ahead and read some more about it. It's often demands requiring immediate attention, urgency, often characterized by butting in. Probably familiar with that one. Interrupting and accompanied by nervous manifestations. Often provokes unwilling or have-to spirits. And also losing sense of perspective, exaggerating, and it can lead to escape. So as you can see, there's quite a few things connected with this pressure spirit, and no wonder that it puts people in so much torment. The spirit that says, I've got to do something, and I've got to do it now. I can't wait. It's important. It's urgent. It's now. It's an emergency. I've got to talk to that person now. I've got to say this thing now. It's got to come out of my mouth now. I can't wait till they finish their line of thought. I can't wait till they finish their sentence. What I've got to say is important. So it's all backed up by this pressure, this push. And God's not into pushing like that. It's an evil spirit. So God wants us to relax a little bit, lighten up. And on some of these phases of spirit that can help us, joy is one of them, again, to help lighten the load. Maybe not naturally. Maybe we do have a lot of demands upon us with regard to our family life, our carnal existence, the ministry, like Paul said, the care of all the churches. Maybe there's a lot of demands that we really do have upon us. But joy can certainly help lighten the load spiritually in the way that we have our perspective, the way we view things, the way we approach these situations. And it can do quite the work of helping us see the ridiculousness of how these spirits want to put the pressure on and make certain things such an urgency when they really aren't. It's not a life and death situation usually when these spirits are pressing as though they're life and death. If I don't get this sentence out of my mouth right now, then someone's going to die, or you know, something bad is going to happen, when that's not the case. Goodness is another phase of spirit. It means to be optimistic, to have a very cheerful, positive attitude about things. Again, it doesn't mean that it's going to, by pulling on joy or goodness, that it's going to take away any more demands that we have upon us in our life, but it can certainly help us be more optimistic about our day-to-day situation, our day-to-day life. And we can look at things as, oh, forgot I had that 9 o'clock class this morning. Well, rather than look at the downside and all the reasons why I shouldn't go and I ought to be unhappy about it, we could look at what an opportunity. What opportunities could I be presented with here? What can I grow? What can be done in this situation spiritually? Peace is another good phase of spirit to help calm and slow down our mind in this situation. The thoughts just run rampant in our mind. This pressure, the demands, all the things we've got to do. It should have been done yesterday. Peace, peace. Long-suffering is another good one. Again, to bear with. Again, not to be too harsh on ourselves or others regarding the tasks that we do have at hand. Temperance, a really good phase of spirit to deal with this, because it can help us to be moderate in our behavior, in our involvements in things, to not go to extreme by taking on too many tasks. We'll find that connected with a pressure spirit, a lot of times there are a lot of other spirits that get us to take on too many tasks or commitments in our life, when we'll find that if we start to see some other spirits in our head regarding our old man, then some of the pressure will be taken off. It can be helpful for us. God will show us as we get into this process that we can learn to prioritize things, and that can be very helpful in fighting these pressure spirits that want to be impatient and demand so much out of us, to prioritize the things that are the most important in our life. And then also what it's going to require for some situations is to learn how to delegate some things depending on our situation, or to ask for help. You know, wow, that's not such a bad thing to ask somebody for help. It's not a weak thing to have to do, to ask for help. It might even be that to help us with keeping our perspective right, like this part of this definition said, losing sense of perspective, a good question that we can ask ourselves from time to time is, what is my purpose? Do I know what my purpose is? And we preach all the time around here, you know, hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God, keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man, and we know what our purpose is. Well, that can be a very helpful line of thought, a very helpful scripture to what is my purpose? You know, why am I here anyway? And if we can draw our mind back to what our purpose is, it makes all those other things that the pressure spirit makes so important to really be at the bottom of the list when it comes to priorities. So what is my purpose? It can be a good daily question to ask ourselves. A lot of times God will teach us how to downsize our involvements and how to cut back our activities and certain commitments that we've made in our life. Now, there's some things that we've committed to and obviously need to stick with. You know, we have a family, we have a husband or a wife, we have certain commitments that we have to provide for our family or whatever. It's not that you can cut back on those things, although sometimes the hours can be cut back that's put into it, but there are a lot of things in our life that God will teach us to start to value our time and what's most important, and we'll find that there are probably a lot of things that can be cut back. We can do a lot of downsizing and help take off a lot of this pressure. So, James 1:19.
Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. We've had this scripture a lot throughout this paper. It's a very helpful scripture in a lot of ways. This pressure spirit that has to be quick to speak. It can't wait. It has to butt in. It's pushy. He tells us here, be quick to hear, not quick to speak. Zip our lip and listen up. 1 Corinthians 9:17.
For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me.
So as we had, one of the things regarding a pressure spirit is that it often provokes unwilling or have-to spirit. So if we feel that, Paul says here, we need to do things willingly when it comes to this ministry. If the motive is not right, then we're not going to get the fullness. We're not going to grow to get all the things that God would have us to have. 1 Peter 5:2.
Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
So God wants us to be able to feed other entities, other souls, and to help them out. And he doesn't want us to do it because we have to. He doesn't want us to do it because it's another thing on the list that has to be done today. I have to be there to teach that person. I have to show up at church to sow seeds or work my track or whatever. But we don't have to do that. We get to, and it should be an opportunity, and to do it willingly. Have a ready mind, which is obedience is another good phase of spirit that can help us to be not only willing to do whatever task at hand, but to be willing and ready to do whatever it is that God would call us to do. Philippians 4:4.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice.
Pressure spirits hate to hear this a scripture about joy. When these pressure spirits are pushing in our head, they don't want us to feel light about anything. They want us to feel down. They want us to feel like we got the weight of the world on our shoulders. We'll never make it through the day. We'll never finish our list of tasks today. Well, joy, joy. God says, lighten up. Philippians 4:5.
Let your moderation be known unto all men.
So this whole, as we'll see, it is a whole section of scriptures here in Philippians, and they're all conveying a line of thought. Let your moderation be known. This moderation, this temperance, one of the phases of spirit that we had here, to not be overly involved in things that we can make a choice to not be involved in, that's causing a lot of this pressure, to not let it take us to extreme in our commitment. And Philippians 4:6,
be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
So God doesn't want us to stew about things and be afraid and have all this pressure on our head about what's not being done and what am I going to do and how am I ever going to get it done and all these things. He says, don't be full of care for all these carnal things. If you've got things to do, fine. You know, set your priorities. Do all you can do. There's only so many hours in a day. And, you know, if you need some help, let your prayer be to God to help out in this situation. God, how can this situation be handled? What can be done to help lighten this load? Philippians 4:7.
And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
So here's peace, one of the other phases of spirit that's good to slow down these thoughts and help us keep our minds. Slow down the thoughts, catch the thoughts that are pressuring us in this situation. Philippians 4:8.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely,
whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Really beautiful scripture. Whatever, God gives us so many things that are true that we preach around here in our line on line. He gives us so many lines of thought, things we can appreciate, and that's where our head can be, even in the midst of a lot of tasks that we have to do in this carnal life. There can be a lot of good thoughts going on in our mind to God to help us control our mind, to help us get through these situations and not be pressured. Ecclesiastes 1:14.
I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit.
Amen. So Solomon knew that all these things that get done under the sun are under the track 3 depth, which is, if it's under track 3, then it's track 1 or 2. It's the carnality of the world, and all those things, he says, is just vanity. It's vexation of spirit, and we can't let those things weigh us down. Again, what is my purpose? Why am I here? What are my priorities? And it's not to say that I'm just never going to work again to provide for my family, but it means that, again, we don't have to be so caught up. It's not a life and death situation. We don't have to be so caught up in all these cares of the world and that be the only place that our head is. John 14:27.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
So Jesus sowed a lot of seeds of peace to his followers because he knew they would need that in getting through the tribulation of this world. And so too for us, we can have the same peace. As he says, peace, peace, I give to you. And not let your heart be troubled. Again, to settle down your mind, calm your mind, pull on some peace, because you don't have to be afraid of all this work that's not going to get done. Matthew 6:34.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
So part of the pressure spirit is to project what's going to happen tomorrow. I can't get it done today. How am I ever going to get it done tomorrow with all of tomorrow's work at hand? God says don't think about tomorrow. Don't be projecting and worrying about what tomorrow's going to bring. You've got enough to deal with today, and grace on that spirit.